good.
Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. Have a fun show. This is the last part of the series that we started a few days ago. And tomorrow, if all goes as planned, we're going to have a really great interview for all of you. Top producer here in Texas, actually, is going to be on the podcast tomorrow. So if all goes as planned, that's something for all of you to look forward to. We're going to be getting back to doing more of the top producer superstar type interviews. The reason we don't do a lot of those, frankly, is because we watch what you listen to and what you want to download. And the listeners, all the tens of thousands of you, seem to not want a lot of that because every time we do one, you don't seem to listen to them. So you listen to Julie and I, and that's what the reason that we focus primarily on our normal show with just the two of us. But, yeah, tomorrow we're going to try an interview and see if you like it. I certainly enjoyed doing it. I've already done it. Wonderful gal. Actually shed a tear during the interview. So you can listen to that tomorrow, assuming we get all of our ducks in a row, which we should. I think I have time today to get it all done. So in the meantime, Julie, my love, welcome to today's podcast. Julie?
Actually, it would help
Julie.
If I unmuted myself.
Yes,
I think you can
would.
Hear me now. Thank you.
Yes.
It is a pleasure. I was managing something at the office door here. All right, so it's all good. I think we're going to wrap up our session, which hopefully has been very practical and applicable to everyone, about 20 secret prospecting rules that will boost your momentum. This is a great time of year to implement these rules. Some of you guys can check these off and say, yep, already implemented, I'm doing that, I'm on top of it. And then there's other ones where you're going to underline that about 100 times with a big red Sharpie pen saying, you know what, if I just got serious about that, I will get into momentum, or I'll stay in momentum. For some of you, you are in the thick of it. I can't tell you how many calls I've had where it's like, God, you know, it's so early in the year, I can't believe how ahead I am. I've got more listing leads coming in. I've got coming soons. I've got actives. I think it's fantastic. So in order to avoid that becoming just a great month or maybe a great quarter and making sure it is your best year ever, you've got to implement these things that not just got you on track but keep you on track to stay in that momentum. And we're so proud of you guys that take action and don't just say, oh, that was a fun discussion, you know, and then go back to whatever. It's those of you who implement and take action that are driving the market right now. So back to you, Tim. Looking forward to wrapping up this four-part series.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's really the bottom line is that's what this podcast and that's our coaching program. And that's really, by the way, what life is all about. It's the actions you take, not the thoughts you have. So listen, guys, the dream boards and the vision plans and the walking on the coals and all that woo-woo stuff, all that stuff is fun. It's entertainment. It's a nice distraction from doing the real work. But remember, everything that you want in life is on the other side of these two dominant thoughts, or what they should be, prominent thoughts, and then they become dominant thoughts in your life. Number one, our highest and truest purpose on this planet is being of service to other people. That is absolutely true. Never, all of us feel the happiest, feel the most content, feel the most fulfilled, feel the most everything that we want to feel when we're being of service to other people. You have chosen to be a real estate salesperson. Ugh, salesperson. Boo hiss. Yes, that's what you are. You're a salesperson. So that's right. Edit. So you might as well be the best version of a salesperson as you can and move past your – a lot of people have this, not everyone – this apprehension that folks have, and especially in real estate, to seeing themselves as salespeople. The longer you refuse to see yourself as a salesperson, the longer you're going to wallow in your own misery of complacency, because as you have refused to be a salesperson, that means you're also refusing to learn sales skills, which means you're also refusing to ever embrace the fact that you are a salesperson, and then you're going to fail out of the business. Or if you stay in the business, you're not ever going to make any money. Trust me when I tell you, the most successful people in the history of history, and I do not care if they're religious leaders, do not care if they're authors, do not care if they're actors, do not care if they're whoever you hold in the highest regard, The fact is that those people are all fantastic salespeople. I said this the other day. I got some interesting emails where people said a light went off, so I'm going to say, or rather a light went on, so I'm going to say this again. Even Mother Teresa, if that's somebody you hold in reverence, as all of you probably do, was a great salesperson. She had to sell people on her set of beliefs. And to this day, people, I mean, she's a, yeah, I believe she's a saint, correct, Julie? I think she is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
I believe so,
and,
yes.
And if you look at, you know, look at all the great religious leaders from history. Look at all the great presidents. Look at all the great, whoever it is that you have specific respect for, you have in your mind a group of people that you reference as being, you know, the people you hold out as being really truly special, almost better than human. Well, those people were all great salespeople in their chosen fields. A great artist has to be a great salesperson. A great musician has to be a great salesperson. Nobody, you can be the best artist ever, the most incredible, it doesn't matter how beautiful your art is, but unless you actually go out and you actually learn how to sell it and represent it and share your vision and help people to feel the feelings that you had when creating the art, to share that experience, that's what selling is. It's a shared experience. Unless you can actually do that in a high level, that artist is going to be what they call a starving artist. Or in real estate, there's something similar. It's called real estate agents that run nonprofit businesses, not profit, not making any profit, maybe not even doing any transactions. That's what come. That's as a result of not seeing yourself as a salesperson. So remember, the number one, highest and truest purpose on this planet is to be of service to other people. And as a real estate professional, that means being the best version of you as a salesperson as you possibly can. And number two, and longtime listeners know what I'm about to say, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do at the highest level, that is the key to ever-increasing long-term levels of success. Doing what you don't want to do, which pretty much is all the things that you're supposed to be doing because it puts you in a position to help people make money, when you don't want to do it, which is, let's be honest, pretty much any time you're supposed to be doing it, at the highest level, which means you're supposed to be actually doing it with the intent of getting a result, which means you have to be putting yourself in this position to potentially hear the words no. Do you see the foundations, a couple of the foundations, foundational pillars of Julie and I's own personal business and life philosophy? I just shared two of the most important ones with you. I had someone, Julie, I didn't tell you this. You and I were on a stoic kick last year, and I had somebody who was listening to our old podcast, and they were they said basically they see you and I, our philosophy of business and life is modern-day stoicism. I thought, well, damn, that's a nice compliment.
Yeah, you know? Thank you. That's very nice. Great.
So, by the way, if you want to listen to past podcasts, they're all waiting for you over at timandjulieharris.com. They're also available for you on iTunes or on Stitcher or any of your podcasting widgets. The easiest way for you to become a regular listener so you don't have to search it out every day, if you're on your iPhone or, like I said, if you're on an Android device, just go ahead and on your iPhone, go to your podcasting button, this little pink button. It's on everybody's iPhone automatically. Click it and just do a search for Real Estate Coaching Radio and then just subscribe. And all the newest podcasts will be sent there. We do this podcast every single day. All right. So next announcement, Julie, I have before we get to your final points. By the way, you have some shout-outs, people you'd like to acknowledge? We've been getting a lot of great emails.
Not in front of me, just my general welcome to new people, and congratulations to our existing clients. I have to say, on the past, I don't know, at least three or four Premier Coaching sessions, because we do those live, and I never really know what those questions or conundrums will be. We always do a little bit of regular coaching at the top of every call, some content, as it were, but then we get down to some questions. And these guys, the nature of the questions this year are very robust. You know, these are questions coming from people doing a ton of business. These are not like, you know, what's the definition of a lead? Although occasionally we get newbies, and I'm certainly here to help them as well. This is about price reduction, seller management, managing inventory at higher levels, what to do when you actually reach your magic number, and you've got to keep on replacing those listings as they come. These are advanced sessions. And, you know, I really like that as a coach because it's more fun for me. But I have to give shout out to them. Kudos for being in momentum, especially this early in the year, and setting the example for the rest of the market who perhaps is just getting ready to get started to someday feel like taking action. So I'm proud of them. That's all I have to say.
So another quick reminder, those of you, I always forget to do this, but if you're interested And, well, of course you are. If you want to download the Real Estate Treasure Map, we often reference things. We'll say things like spokes in the wheel. We say things like your magic number. We use all this Harris parlance. If you want to know what how to essentially create and put together your business plan, the Real Estate Treasure Map is your fill-in-the-blank business plan. It's a book Julie wrote a long time ago. It's available to free. You're going to get that, and this is all free, and you're going to get a Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate. What it is Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill's public domain book, and then what we did is we added some real estate content, and there's four other books you get for free. All you have to do is text the word Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, to 31996. Text the word Harris to 31996. You can do that now. Something like 95% of you listen to us on your phones. So just take a second right now and text the word Harris to H-A-R-R-I-S to 31996. And the other thing that's fantastic is you're also going to be given a schedule link to speak directly to one of our new member coaches. On this call with the new member coach, this is what they're going to be doing with you. They're going to be talking to you and walking you through how to create your lead generation wheel, which means literally you're going to know exactly what the spokes on your wheel. There's some more of the stuff you'll be learning, spokes on the wheel. You'll be learning more about that when you read the Real Estate Treasure Map. The essence of it is that you need to define what your lead generation spokes are going to be in this new market. So when you go to text Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, to 31996, you'll be entitled to a free coaching call with one of our new member coaches and be given all those books. That is our gift back to you for being a loyal podcast listener. So do not delay. 31996 to the word and text the word Harris. Harris to 31996. All right, Jules, go ahead.
Yeah, you know it's funny we don't talk about Think and Grow Rich for Realtors more, because I remember putting a lot of work into that, and so many people have that book as it was originally written, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, in their library and have read it, and it's one of those books that you go back to several times in your career and your life, and it means different things. But because
Definitely. It
was written when it was, in the time it was, and with the language it was, sometimes it's hard to translate. Like, I get that chapter and the point, but how does it apply to me now? So when we did Think and Grow Rich for Realtors, what we did was we kind of translated how it applies, and then we had some homework at the end of each chapter saying how you can really embrace and utilize each of Napoleon's points. So I forget, because it's been a while, but I think that's really valuable, because that's such a quintessential business book, but you've got to know how to implement those points and sort of translate through several years since he originally wrote it. I think all of his points are still valid, but we just have to modernize it. And I had fun with that, so hopefully they enjoy that. All right,
don't walk on it. Text the word Harris to 31996. You got to learn to say it, sister.
Yeah.
You guys know
31996. Take advantage of it.
That's right. Julie always makes me do all the advertising. She always makes me do all the commercials. I know you do.
Sure.
That's okay.
That's
Go ahead. Your content czar.
Okay. Well, so back to our prospecting rules to get you into momentum. I think the last one that we did was 15 have accountability partners who are doing more production than you are. I don't know why you'd listen to anybody doing less. They should be listening to you. So I think that we talked about that. Rule number 16, track your results. This is really key to knowing where your growth needs to be. Your goal really should be a 10-to-1 ratio of calls versus appointments set. If you're not doing that yet, you've got to increase your contacts so that you're practicing more. You know, if you're only making 10 contacts per week, it's kind of hard to get better at anything, right? So probably your scripts need some polishing, maybe some role plays. But I always say, as head coach, your best role play is with a person that actually could give you business, because they don't have a copy of the script. And talking to real-world prospects will make you better, because it removes some of the fear that you've made up in your mind that, you know, everybody's going to hang up on you or swear at you or all that kind of garbage that you guys come up with, which isn't actually true. So experiencing that not happening can be a confidence builder. And certainly getting those victories, you don't have to be perfect at your scripting in order for you to set appointments. You're going to learn faster doing real world stuff than you will by getting ready to get started and perfecting your scripts with your super secret accountability and scripting partners who are not going to buy and sell with you. I'm not saying you shouldn't practice with colleagues, but do it with real people too. Go ahead.
Let me add something in practical there. The idea of a role play partner, an accountability partner, that all sounds nice, But the reality of it is it rarely works. And the reason it rarely works is because you're going to use it as an excuse not to prospect when they don't show up the accountability call,
mm-hmm.
or they all of a sudden stop. They drop the ball with regards to your super secret covenant on how they were going to be your, you know, your role play partner. You end up using that as your excuse not to do the real work. So that's when people and our clients, members ask us, you know, I need to find an accountability partner. We always tell them exactly what Julie just said. Your accountability partner is your coach. Your accountability partner is your family. Your accountability partner is you going past, looking beyond some amateur other agent to try to hold you accountable, because that'll never work. You're just making excuses. And the same goes with role playing. The best people to role play with are the people on the other end of the phone who you call. They're called prospects. They're called sellers. Call those people. Call them when you're brand new. If you're terrible at the phone, they won't know it. And who cares? You're going to learn quicker. You will not learn as nearly as fast how to get as efficient as this at this game if you're just basically role-playing with someone who's going to be friendly, someone who's going to be some sort of, you know, little buddy of yours. You call up a seller and you say something dumb on a phone call to a seller, you're only going to say it once because that seller is going to be unforgiving. That's how you learn. Be very clear about that, listeners. Yeah. Julie?
There's nothing wrong with that. That's normal. So to go back to other successful people, you know, if you interview actors or you interview, you know, choose your profession, they just didn't roll out of bed and be successful. They went through some learning curve too. It's normal. And in fact, it is the difference between somebody who figures it out and gets ahead and hones their skills versus somebody who is constantly just spinning in the same set of thoughts. It doesn't work. So be careful with that. And you were talking about sometimes role play partners are too nice. I think it can also go the other way, where you have a role play partner and they're overly abusive to you and they convince you that every call is going to go like that and they're just being a pain in the neck. There's a way to role play and a way not to role play, but really, instead of discussing all that, just call real people that can do real deals. So yes, ego would be part of that for sure. Okay, so we've got rule number 17, and this comes up from time to time. I think it's a little bit of a fantasy world idea. Here's the rule. Do not delegate your prospecting to a virtual assistant, a personal assistant, or your buyer's agents. Your number one job as a professional salesperson is to set appointments. You're not just going to hire a VA and give them an expired list and expect them to fill your calendar. It's been tried. Highly unusual that that ever works. So don't delegate the most important thing that you do. You can delegate everything that does not fall into this list. Lead generation. Lead follow-up, pre-qualifying, presenting, negotiating, and closing. That's your job. All the other stuff, putting together home brochures, putting stuff on Realtor Tour, tweaking your website, that can be delegated. But your number one job is to create the fuel for your business. That's your lead generation. That should be the last thing you delegate, if ever. Would you agree with that, Tim? I know people ask you, well, can't I just hire a VA to do this for me?
Well, I know, right?
That'd be awesome.
They call it IPA or for somebody to prospect for me or stop doing that. Stop looking at that's such a hilarious thing about real estate people is they think there's nobility in delegating. They think there's somehow their time is worth more going around tweaking their damn websites or having lunch with their friend than is actually learning how to pick up the phone and be a proactive lead generator. This is how screwed up our industry has become, that type of behavior is actually condoned. Oh, you don't want to do that type of work. Your time is more valuable. No, it's not. Your time is not more valuable than learning how to pick up the phone and set up pre-qualified listing appointments with sellers. That is one of the most highly paid functions that you will ever find in your life, not even if you decide to get out of real estate. You still won't find something that can earn you as much money per hour. But you don't want to do it because it requires that you have a skill set, and it might happen that on occasion you'll hear the word no. So you think you're going to hire an army of, you know, virtual VA types out of the Philippines to somehow do your heavy lifting for you? It won't work. Why are you being lazy? Well, you know what? That ship is going to sink very soon, that approach to this business, as the market changes. You're going to discover that you would have wished you would have heard us a long time ago, or you did hear us a long time ago, and you would have wished you would have actually listened and take action on what we said. The perfect real estate business. Here it is. I'm going to give you your complete business plan. Now, I still want you to obviously complete the real estate treasure map. That's critical. And to get a free copy of it, just fill in the blank business plan. All you got to do is text the word Harris to 31996. But here's the perfect business. the most successful, wealthiest agents we know. And by wealthy, I don't mean they have, you know, a good lifestyle and they have a nice car. I mean they have millions of dollars in assets. These are agents you probably don't know about because they don't brag, because they don't show up at the real estate conferences with their chests all puffed out talking about their big damn teams. They don't show up talking about the billions of houses they sold. You know why? Because they know that their product is profit. They're not just there to basically brag about having teams and expansion teams and selling a billion houses. I saw a picture of someone I've known for a long time, and this person, I'm not going to say who it is because I know this person listens, but they had a picture of themselves and their spouse on a JetBlue plane flying basically coast to coast visiting their expansion teams. What's the disconnect there? If they had a successful team, if they were making profit, why the hell are they flying JetBlue? And I actually said something to them, and they said, well, that because the two and three expansion team aren't yet making profit. The first team that I created is still basically making all this bullshit. The moral of the story is that they're not profitable businesses. That's why this stuff doesn't work, that all you guys are believing, oh, I get into real estate, I need to have a team. No, you don't. I get into real estate, I need to have branding. No, you don't. I get into real estate, I need to have a bunch of fancy websites. No, you don't. I get into real estate, I need to have a complicated CRM. No, you do not. This is the perfect real estate business. Ready? It's you following our morning schedule, picking up the phone, doing proactive lead generation every single day. And I'm not going to go through it now because there's been a lot of podcasts and there's a massive amount of detailed drill-down information on Harris Learning that Premier Coaching members have access to, exactly what you're supposed to be doing in the morning, exactly how you're supposed to be doing it. The magic number of listings you need at all times is the same number of actual proactive contacts you need to be making every morning. Here's your day. You wake up. I'll tell you the four things you have to do every morning. You should obviously do some sort of exercise. Number one, you need to make your bed. Number two, number three, you need to be show some sort of appreciation, overt appreciation for the people you love, or they won't be there when you are successful. So you need to be overt about it. And the last one is you need to be doing some sort of praying or meditating, something not for very long to get your head screwed on straight. You need to stop listening to any form of media. We talked about this yesterday. We've talked about this many times on our podcast. Be completely media-free. Then you need to literally go someplace where you are going to be just you in the phone, our scripts. I know some of you don't like the word scripts, but get the hell over it. All the most professional people in the world follow scripts. Call it a conversation outline if it's easier for your ego. I don't really care. But the fact is there's conversation outlines, a.k.a. scripts, that you need to be following. Don't create your own. Don't think you're going to patchwork quilt something together and expect it to work. You're just doing that because you're trying to procrastinate being held accountable. If you follow our scripts and I role play with you, I can tell you exactly where you need to fix things, exactly what you need to do to change, exactly what you need to do, where you need to improve, and where you're doing great. If you have some sort of patchwork Frankenstein script that you've woven together, you're not going to be able to have anyone give you any suggestions on how you can actually improve it. You're winging it. That's the bottom line. For some crazy reason, you're winging it. You're putting in the time. You maybe even are putting in the effort, but you're not doing it at the highest level because you know you're winging it. So your morning schedule, you start at one pre-qualified listing appointment a day. Then you do lead follow-up. I'm not going to get into the meat and the potatoes of the schedule with all the other things I'm kind of glossing over. Then you go to lunch. Then the afternoon you go on your listing appointment, and then you're done. If you don't want to work with buyers anymore, you can refer all your buyers out and charge a 35 or 40% referral fee. Agents will pay it all day long. Obviously, try to pre-qualify those buyers first. You maybe can use a VA for that, and then pull off all the buyers that have something to sell, and you keep those listings to yourself. You get your nights back. You get your weekends back. All of our top coaching clients, that's what they do. That's their business plan. They're focused not on buyers' agents, not on forming teams, not on any of this other crap. They're just focused on building listing inventory. Because when you do that, you have massive profit margins. So you go on your listing appointment. You take your listing. You hand the file back to your one assistant. Call them a team member if you'd like, who then basically handles that seller between when the listing paperwork is signed and when the listing gets an offer on it. Some assistants will negotiate contracts. I suggest you step back in and negotiate your own deals because that's the expectation the seller has. That's the reason they, in their minds, think that you are their agent. Negotiate the deal. file goes back to the process person. They deal with any other things that happen between that point and closing. Transaction, you know, the inspections, all the Mickey Mouse. Your job, again, is to set the appointment. Set a pre-qualified appointment a day. Go on a listing a day. So set one, take one a day. That's your job. That's it. You do that every single day. That's it. Now, all this other stuff that you think is important, it's not important. What I just told you is very clear. It's very easy to understand. I'm not oversimplifying it. I'm telling you the truth. You're overcomplicating it. Stop overcomplicating it and start making this your path forward. Then you have control of your cash flow, because then you'll have consistent listings from your consistent effort, from consistently doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Mrs. Harris?
Yes, and it does work that way. Everything else will fall into place when you get this part right. When you're generating, of course you're going to have to pre-qualify. You're going to have to send your pre-listing package. You'll have to present, assuming that it's something that you want. The rest of it takes care of itself. But you can be the best at pre-qualifying. You can even have the world's most beautiful pre-listing package and know how to just kill it on a listing presentation. But if you don't have any appointments set, who gives a crap how much studying and learning and rehearsing and perfecting you've done? Get great at this part. So on that related point, rule number 18, never end the day with leads you haven't followed up on. Never end the day with stuff you've got to follow up on yet. Agents who prospect daily always have an abundance of leads. Sift and sort and set appointments. Rule number 19, stop over pre-qualifying, making up stories about a house or a prospect or a situation. Just pick up the phone and ask questions to find out the real truth versus what you've made up in your head out of creative avoidance. You guys do like to make up stories. Well, they didn't call me back because they just must be doing this or that. They must be out of town. Well, I texted them because they texted me, so they must not be interested because they didn't text me back. How about calling them and finding out using real pre-qualifying scripts that don't over pre-qualify? This happens also as you're building your skill. We talked about this with pre-qualifying sellers and asking the question what price they've got in mind. Just because their price is higher than your CMA says does not necessarily mean it's not a good listing. Every seller's price is higher than your price. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. You simply have to ask, that's interesting, how did you arrive at that price? Probably it's something that you can discuss at the actual appointment and have them see the light of the actual pricing strategy. So stop over pre-qualifying. And rule number 20, and then I've got to get to Premier, embrace the fact that this is the fuel for the engine you're building and keep the tank full at all times. Nothing else matters in your business if your lead generation or prospecting is weak. That's the point I want to end on, because all of the other rules only apply when you've come to terms with this fact. It is your job. So I think we've driven that point home. I'm going to turn the call over to you, Tim, so I can get to Premier Coaching.
Yeah, so listen, Premier Coaching members attend Julie's call live every day. There's no question that the people who attend live every day get more from the program. Big surprise. Julie Harris, you know, who's been called the number one real estate coach in the nation, runs this call, runs the Premier Coaching call 30 to 45 minutes every day. She answers your questions. If she doesn't answer your question on, you know, basically it's a detailed question, you know she takes care of you between the Premier Coaching sessions. So Premier Coaching members attend the call live. If you just listen to it in replay, it's great, but you know it's not the same experience. Ask questions. Get to know us better. Come closer to the community that you're already part of, Premier Coaching members. This is a huge asset for all of you who are trying to basically weather the storm of this, you know, real estate, the shift that we're experiencing in the real estate markets. Julie will get you there. You need to log in and attend live. For the rest of you who are on the fence, who are saying, oh my gosh, coaching, what will it do for me? How can I actually afford it? All those types of questions. How can you not afford it? In this market, so many of you are entering back into this, you know, year, and you're thinking you're just going to do what you've done in the past, and you think that somehow magically you're going to get better results this year. I do not know how much clearer it needs to be made to you that everything that you've done in the past, and I mean quite literally everything that may have worked in a seller's market, does not work as well or at all in this market that we're entering into now. Are you changing? Are you adjusting? Are you actually going to make a change yourself? Or are you going to basically wait to see if what I'm telling you is true? I already know the answer. Most of you wait. And then you basically email us back in fourth quarter of this year or first quarter of the following year, and you will say, I just had my crappiest year ever. And you'll say, listen to that podcast where you said this, that, and the other thing, and I should have listened to you. We get emails like that all the time. But the problem is if you procrastinate and wait like that, then putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, after you've essentially had a crappy year, probably built up some debt, probably built up some scars and some war wounds, it is a huge effort versus just taking the right efforts now, just doing the right thing now, taking actions now. So for God's sake, people, would you just listen to what your coach, or maybe I'm your future coach, is telling you? Don't procrastinate. Don't wait for your market to get worse. Learn how to be a powerful listing agent now. In the meantime, text the word Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, to 31996, and you'll be titled to a free coaching call with one of our new member coaches, and we're also going to give you all those books for free. If you ever need us for anything, you can email us directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.